You are listening to Hope for Women with Father Wounds, Episode 7, How the Absence of a Father Impacts Communication with the Opposite Sex. I am your host, Kia Stevens. This podcast is for women who have experienced pain in your father-daughter relationship as a result of divorce, abandonment, abuse, incarceration, addiction, or a physically present but an emotionally absent father. The aim of this podcast is to help you exchange your father wounds for the love of God the Father. Navigating the opposite sex without a father is like driving in a foreign country without a GPS, map, or compass. You're pretty much left to rely on your own directional expertise, or in my case, the lack thereof. At best, this is problematic. Ideally, a woman should learn about men from her father. He should be her introduction to the opposite sex. From a father, a daughter should learn about masculinity. Ultimately, what a girl learns from her father about the male gender will provide her a lens through which to view all men. This explains why many women have misinformed perspectives on the opposite sex. This is a truth I discovered about myself once I reached adulthood. My understanding of men was based on pieced together information from my circle of friends and the culture around me. This resulted in mistakes and a host of regrets. What I lacked was the attention, wisdom, and guidance of a father. If we are going to engage in long-lasting relationships with men, we need to know how to interact with them. In Proverbs 4 and 5, King Solomon tells us, "Get wisdom, get understanding." James, the brother of Jesus, says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." James 1 and 5. Somehow, in getting wisdom, we may have collectively overlooked the need to ask God for help when it comes to relating to men. But it makes perfect sense, however, to go to the creator of mankind to get understanding on his creation. If we ask God for wisdom on the opposite sex, he will direct us to people, resources, and scripture that will answer our prayers. God desires that we have healthy relationships with men more than we do. Relationships are his idea. One of the many areas impacted in our relationships as a result of growing up without our fathers is the area of communication with men. For whatever reason, I initially assumed that conversation with my spouse was the equivalent to talking to a close girlfriend. Not quite. What I failed to realize was that gender differences can trump even the most compatible of marriage relationships. Sometimes the original intent of our words get lost in translation, leaving us with confusion, hurt feelings, and silence. This is not just my opinion, but that of countless women who've uttered phrases like, "He doesn't talk to me anymore," or "We can't seem to agree on anything." Sound familiar? Of course it does, because somewhere in every city, state, and country, there are women gathered together for the sole purpose of talking about men. And although I love a good congregation of estrogen and a cup of something creamy, the best advice on men comes from another man and not a woman. In fact, a woman should ideally learn how to communicate with a man from her father, which explains why my husband spent a large part of our marriage telling me to read, "Men are from Mars and women are from Venus." I think it was his polite way of saying, "Your communication with me is not working." He was right. It wasn't.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
I was an only child born with a dominant personality and raised in a single parent household. To say that I was clueless about communicating with a man is an understatement. Consequently, much of my marital journey has been like taking the course on men that I did not get from my father. I'm still in school and don't anticipate graduating anytime soon. The little I've learned from failure, books, the Bible, and messages has been invaluable in my marriage. Whether talking out a problem or sharing a story, women connect through conversation. This is problematic when a man doesn't talk at all. Often, the woman is left to figure out how to connect with him on her own. So the questions become, why do men go silent? And what can a woman do if this happens to her? Sometimes men can find it difficult to remain attached emotionally. It may be too difficult for them to be vulnerable because this vulnerability may be met with criticism, demands, accusations, and put downs. As a result, they can easily disengage emotionally. A man's silence may be indicative of his insecurities and a massive fear of failure. He may long to share all that is taking place in his heart, but may be held back by a fear of being misunderstood, rejected, or criticized by his wife. Given his upbringing, he simply may lack the tools needed to communicate what is in his heart and mind with clarity. He may feel as though he has to maintain an "I have it all together" persona because he is the man. But all the while a man is in his silo, unable to come out, life is happening. The kids are screaming, dinner needs to be cooked, bills need to be paid, and the world keeps spinning. Sometimes the woman is left juggling a household by herself while the man has emotionally left the building. If this is the case, what is a woman supposed to do if she cannot verbally communicate with a man? Aren't there times when a woman needs to talk to her spouse? Are we just to muffle our words while a 911 emergency breaks out in our lives and our souls? I believe the answer is found in Ecclesiastes 3 and 7. There is a time to be silent and a time to speak. Although women have every right to speak in a marriage or a relationship, there is an art form to mastering when and how to communicate with the man so that he will communicate back. This highly skilled and delicate art form is imparted by God over time. Like being guided through a treacherous terrain, God teaches us in marriage. With every insecurity-laced statement, silent response, and debilitating argument, He gently instructs us on when and how to speak if we choose to listen. Encourage Him now. Don't ask that question today. Forgive. Say it softer. Just be silent and trust me. I will speak to him on your behalf. Choose to love him. These are all words God has spoken in the stillness of my heart, and I have watched him be the glue that has held my husband and I together for 16 years. What we cannot do with our words, God can handle with his supernatural strength. When we are at a communication impasse with our spouse, we should go to God. This is far more effective than harassment. In Proverbs 21 and 1, it says, "In the Lord's hand, the king's heart is a stream of water that he channels toward all who please him." God can do the emotional heart surgery on us and our husbands. He lays the foundation for mutually fulfilling communication in marriage. He can impact the hearts of our husbands in ways our words never will. Although I was at a deficit in my understanding of how to communicate with a man, God has and is giving me the tools needed for a healthy, lasting relationship with a man, and he can do it for any woman that did not grow up without her father. Whether your dad is deceased, absent, divorced, unavailable, incarcerated, or you don't know who he is, sis, there is hope for you. Hope to be healed, hope to be secure, hope to be free, completely free. Hope to be satisfied with the love of God. Yes, there is hope for women with father wounds. This was episode 7 of Hope for Women with Father Wounds. I am your host, Kia Stevens, and join me for episode 8, How Fathers Impact Our Marriage.
Hope for Women with Father Wounds is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to your favorite podcast app and leave us a review so that more listeners can find us. You can learn more about Kia Stevens and her ministry, The Father Swap, by visiting KiaStevens.com and FatherSwap.com. This episode was produced by me, Kelly Givens, and edited by Steven Sanders. A special thanks to our executive producer, Stephen McGarvey. For more Faith Toolkit podcasts, just head over to lifeaudio.com.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, or art to make, or perhaps businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. If you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform today or lifeaudio.com.